Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
The start of the second half of the legislative session is now underway, and already we have a call to action. So please get a pen and paper ready for some important information. But before we go there, let's take a look at the first half of the session and see how we did. The Montana Family Foundation Government Affairs team has actively lobbied on 36 bills, and that number will rise to just over 40 in the coming weeks. Of the 36, 26 of the bills began in the House and 10 started in the Senate. Of the 26 House bills, we supported 19 and opposed 7. And of the 7, 6 of them are now dead. One has been sent to the Senate, where we'll do everything in our power to make sure that it dies as well. Remember, job one for our lobbyist is to kill the bad bills. Then we can focus on passing the good bills. On the Senate side, it's a heavier lift. Of the 10 bills, we supported 9 and opposed 1. The one that we opposed is now dead, but so are 4 good bills that we supported. Among them were a bill to ban doctor-assisted suicide, another to limit sex education to 6th grade and above, a bill to ban discrimination against realtors based on their religious beliefs, and a bill to create education savings accounts for families who want to send their children to private schools using their share of the public dollars that would otherwise pay for education at their local public school. The bad bill that we killed outright was a bill to force public schools to teach gender theory as part of a comprehensive sex education curriculum. The good bills that survived the transmittal deadline included bills to stop sex change procedures on minors, a ban on minors from attending sexually explicit drag queen shows, another to stop public schools from forcing kids to use gender pronouns that they know not to be accurate, one that would remove an exemption in state law that allows teachers to show materials to minors that meet the legal definition of obscene, another that would stop medical professionals from being forced to perform medical procedures that violate their consciences, think abortion and gender transformation procedures, an educational transparency bill that would allow parents to have access to all sex education materials and provide an opportunity to opt their children out if they disagree with what's being taught. On the pro-life side, there are several good bills. HB 575 would prohibit an abortion on any viable human being. HB 721 would ban dismemberment abortion. And HB 786 would require reporting when anyone is harmed by abortion pills. Overall, there's lots of good news to report. The first half of the session was successful. Nearly all the bad bills are killed. Now, it's our job to get the good bills across the finish line. And speaking of good bills, that brings us to our call to action. At 1 p.m. today, Wednesday, March 15th, the Senate will once again take up debate on Senate Bill 458, the bill to define sex in Montana law. If you recall, we now have judges and policymakers using the terms sex and gender interchangeably. This presents a problem because the two words no longer mean the same thing. Sex means male or female and is biologically fixed. It cannot change. Gender is now fluid and can change according to gender theorists on the left. We need to flood the Capitol switchboard with calls in support of Senate Bill 458, the bill to define sex. Please do not email. Your message won't get there in time. Please go to our website at montanafamily.org for a list of key senators, then call 444-4800. That's 444-4800 and ask them to support the bill that clearly defines sex in the Montana Code. The vote is at 1 o'clock today. Please call now. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.